Come listen a while and a story you hear that will strike you with dread and amazement and fear. 'Tis of a vile butcher which with bloody knife, without all compassion, did murder his wife. In Leyden Hall Market you came to reclaim him from his debaucheries and life of ill fame. Then let's all be warned how they'll rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. He had been long absent, which made her suspect both her and his business he did much neglect, which put her in passion, that straightway she went to know by this usage what to her he meant. In Leyden Hall Market she found him, and there the cause of her grief she did freely declare. Then let's all be warned how they'll rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. Though justly reproved, yet so angry he grew that at her with violence his knife he then threw. But that little harming I tremble to tell ye, he took it and struck it full deep in her belly, at which she shrieked and cried out, "Oh, I'm dead!" But he sought not to fly or come with a dread. Then let all be warned how they rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. Being seized for this crime, he's committed to gaol. As for murder, we know it admits of no bail, and coming to trial, not guilty did plead, but plainly 'twas proved that he did the sad deed. He could not deny that he gave her the wound, and therefore of murder he guilty was found. Then let's all be warned how they rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. This startled him sore, for though unconcerned he could kill his dear wife, yet now death he did see was so near approaching him as his sad doom. He trembled for fear of the judgment to come. To Newgate he then was in irons conveyed, where piteous sighs and laments he then made. Then let's all be warned how they rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. He fancies her blood loud for vengeance doth cry, whom he caused on so slight an occasion to die. Or that so pale her sad ghost does appear, which fills him with horror, amazement, and fear. Laments and sad groans now him company keep, and dreams of frightened disorder his sleep. Then let's all be warned how they rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. Blood guiltiness heavy now on him doth lie, and makes him to sigh and to sob and to cry. Oh, that his dear wife he had never thus used, whom often 'tis plain he before had abused, because she would tell him of his wicked life and give him good counsel like a loving wife. Then let's all be warned how they rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. His drunken debaucheries now swarm in his mind, and how he to her himself was unkind by spending his money so idly on those that lewdly had brought him to trouble and woes. And though for repentance it is not too late, yet death now looks terrible on life's short date. Then let's all be warned how they rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. And conscience cries loudly, still urging the guilt of the innocent blood that he costlessly spilt. He owns his rash folly and grieves for to find himself could be cruel to her that was kind. But no sparing mercy in reason can crave, who with bloody knife sent his wife to her grave. Then let's all be warned how they rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed. Thus let all rash men well consider his fall, how innocence loudly for vengeance does call, and govern their passions that bring them to shame, for which, when too late, they themselves do much blame. Consider how rashness brings troubles and fears, shame, ruin, and death it oft for them prepares. Then let's all be warned how they rashly proceed, lest trouble and anguish for them be decreed.